Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of You Up. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here for a Sunday special episode with you, Jordana.
As always, very excited to be here.
The response to these have been amazing.
Yeah, people like them. I think they like that there's just one topic, you take it, and then you go on with your day, and maybe you learn a little something, or you get a little bit of an interesting story.
I think it's the best medicine to your Sunday hangover. Like, put on your headphones, get out of your head. Like, we won't think about Saturday night. Just put on J&J into your brain and start making breakfast while we discuss other people's problems. I think that's the way to go.
That sounds great to me. I would do that if I wasn't already here for the recording of this podcast.
Listen, and if you're out there, I'm doing shows. Dallas, and Royersford, Pennsylvania, Raleigh, Kansas City, jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com. And Jordana, you got some new stuff going on too, right?
Yeah, if you haven't checked out Betches Moms, check it out at Betches Moms on Instagram. We've got a whole new community for any of you who already have kids or are mom curious.
Awesome. Are we ready? Let's do this.
Let's get to it. Yeah. Okay, so someone wrote in, we have a deal reveal for today, and they wrote in, and the subject was, is it ever worth reaching back out to someone who ghosted you to sort of like rekindle the flame? So let's read the email, because I think that'll explain the question a little bit better.
Okay.
I'll read it. Hi, J&J. I'm writing from Washington, D.C. to look for advice on whether to reach back out to a guy who ghosted as the pandemic hit back in March. Was he stressed and anxious, or is he just not into me? Is it worth finding out, or is it better to let go? Backstory. The week before the pandemic began, I rematched with a guy I'd actually matched with a couple times over the past couple of years. We always had great banter, but meeting up soon after the match never worked out before it fizzled. The last time we were meant to meet two years ago, I had to cancel.
Oh my God.
It is one of those like recycled dating app people that you just see constantly, sounds like.
Well, I it's funny because like, is it ever worth it? Right. Everything's worth it as long as you keep it within reality. Like when you write like 2 years ago and it fizzled, like, okay.
If you say that sentence out loud to yourself, like,
like, let's think of, like, I'm not saying to me, like, shoot your shot, you know, like, but like, let's don't shoot your shot and then wait to see, you know, if it goes in, I'd turn around and walk out of the fucking gym. Right. You know, like, yeah, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the last time we were meant to meet 2 years ago, I had to cancel and go to my best friend's dad's funeral. Awkward. The week before the pandemic hit, we rematched, acknowledged that it was funny that we still hadn't met, but still had each other's number saved, and quickly made plans to meet up before the Hinge banter fizzled again. On March 8th, the Saturday before the final weekend of bars as we knew them, we went on a coffee walk that turned into mimosas at a local bar. That Tuesday, we met for drinks again. We hit it off so well that I remember saying to my best friend that if he isn't the one, I don't know what's left out there for me. Dramatic, maybe, but I was smitten.
Can people stop doing that? I agree. I feel like every woman leaves a first date, calls a friend, and is like, this is the one, just so that friend can give the speech at the rehearsal dinner to be like, she told me that he was the one, she knew. And it's like, no, you knew about everybody. Right. If you say it about everybody,
if
then
you're
what'd
the kind
you know?
Of person who thinks that kind of thing, then that's not the only person you said it about.
Absolutely.
I also
Absolutely.
Think this is just a bad dating way to think, because it puts the guy on a pedestal and it makes you feel like you tell people about them and it's as if you know them when you don't. And it just leaves a lot of ways to be disappointed because your expectations are really, really high.
And it keeps you in. Like, that basically locks you in. You're like, well, I've never felt this way about someone before. I'll stick through it even though he's being a dickhead.
Right. In your mind, it acts as like insurance against all the terrible things they're about to do or treat you. The final weekend before everything shut down, the weekend of March 14th, happened to also be his birthday. He told me he was canceling a friend gathering that he had planned, but I had not yet fully grasped the severity of the situation, so I offered to take him for birthday drinks. No text back. The following Wednesday, the first big week of lockdown, I tried sending another, how are you doing? What the fuck is happening text? He answered once, but didn't answer the follow-up text, and that was the last communication we had. Screenshots attached. This could be my pandemic loneliness, but I can't help but wonder if I should reach back out. Everything was so uncertain in the beginning, and maybe everyone had their own way of responding. Maybe he was sick. Maybe a family member got sick. Maybe he lost his job. The reverse argument, I suppose. I like how the soundtrack of this email is you're giggling.
I'm sorry. Maybe he was sick. Maybe his grandma got sick. Maybe the whole world got sick. Maybe he hasn't found his phone yet over the last 6 months. It's like, no. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I appreciate the email, but it's like you tried again. It's time to stop. I understand it. And all of these things, if someone got sick, he didn't think to call you, the person that you
that
thought
he had such
was
a great day with.
Yeah. So you ran away being like, I think he's the one. And then he ran away being like, yeah, I'm not going to text that bitch back. Like it's, so.
Right. And don't take that personally. It doesn't necessarily have to be like about her.
No,
it could just
it's not
be
about
like,
her.
Again,
it's,
like
it's
a mismatch of like how you actually thought things went. Or what he's looking for. The reverse argument, I suppose, is that anyone can answer a text if they're interested in moving the relationship forward. I really want to shoot my shot once more, but I'd also be subjecting myself to rejection. What do you guys think? Is it worth it to try again? And if so, what do I say? I appreciate your consideration. Cheers. Pandemic ghostie.
Well, let me first start. I'm sorry. There's something she wrote that I'm like, it hit me. I really want to shoot my shot once more, but I'd also be subjecting myself to rejection. People like her, and I don't mean to make her the example, but she's the one we have. She's avoided rejection throughout this whole thing. Whenever there's rejection, she thinks of it a different way. When it was, we didn't work out 2 years ago, it fizzled out. We rematched. Oh, how funny. Went on a great date. He didn't text me back. Oh, he must have lost his phone. Everyone must have gotten sick. The whole family has the plague. Like, there is a thing where if you don't want to feel rejected, you will find a way to not be rejected. And
right.
I've done that.
And men do that too. Yeah.
I've done that as well. Yeah. So like the idea of like, I just want to give it one more time. Well, if he's nice in the one more time, are you just going to like go along with it? Like,
right.
Like how nice does he have to be? Does he have to ask you on a date and then you'll be okay with it? Or if he's nice, are you going to act like it wasn't a rejection? Nice is a rejection too.
Right. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem. AKA problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Also, I think there's a sense of like, why do we, I mean, we'll read the text, but it's like, why do we want to date people that aren't excited to date us?
Well, that's the other thing. The person that comes back out of the blue, it's always a little less exciting. It's always right. Like, it is a version of settling. You're not aspiring towards this person. There's no catch. It's a fish you've already thrown in the boat, and you're like, I guess we'll eat this. We didn't catch any fish.
Right.
Today.
I don't feel like going out again and trying to find something else.
Yeah. And this is somewhat easier because also you've already done the opening of the messaging. Now he has no one else, you know, like, oh, look at us again. Ha ha ha. And it's like, let's do that date. Like, it's almost an easier
right
thing. There's less effort. But let's read the text. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. This is March 12th. Yeah. And I'll be her and you be him. And I said, how's that party planning going? Or is it on the cancellation list?
I think I have to cancel.
Ah, bummer. Well, I'm around tomorrow night. I'd love to treat you to a birthday drink.
He says doesn't answer. Nothing.
And then the next thing she says is, hi, happy
like
belated.
You already shot your shot. That's the shot.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That, and I think that text is great.
Yeah.
That she sent.
I agree.
Hi, happy belated. This is like 6 days later. Hi, happy belated. What a fucking week. How are you doing?
And then he writes back. So she said that at 5:30 after he basically said, he said nothing to her. You know, I'll treat you to a drink. And then she's like, hi, I have. Was she invited to this birthday gathering or no?
Sounds like no.
Yeah. If I had a great first date where they might be the one, you're coming to the birthday gathering. Like, you're right. Obviously not on the same page at that point.
Yeah. Or at least you're trying to do something separate. If you're not ready to, if you're like not in the mood to like introduce someone to everyone, you know.
And then, yeah. And then she comes in, hi, happy belated. And 3 hours later, he goes, hi. Doing good. This sucks.
I know. The severity didn't hit me until this weekend. You're working from home, right? And then he doesn't answer.
Yeah, he's out.
So another thing I would also look at in this text message is everything he's saying is not trying to extend the conversation.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Everything he's saying is like is not elongating it. So first he says, she asked how the party planning was going. He said, I think I have to cancel. Didn't elaborate. Didn't ask her a question after that. And then the next time, after she texted him the second time, he says, hi, doing good. This sucks. Again.
Yeah, that's just generally. He could say that to, you know, the person at CVS. Like, that's right. Not a special text to you.
Or it's not like, how are you doing?
Yeah, or, no. It's not interested. Again. If the screen is more than half blue, you're swimming alone in the Atlantic Ocean and you're about to drown. Okay?
I agree with that.
This screen is, you know, 70% blue on both screenshots.
Right. It's okay to look back at a situation and say, I think I misread this person's level of interest. Or
I got ahead of myself. This is
right.
Your interest shouldn't be based on their interest. You enjoyed him. You liked him. All you want is a second date. That's real, or a third date, or whatever date number this is. Like, boil it down to that instead of like, well, is he?
That's true. That's a better way to look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, is he as in love as I am? It's like, I don't fucking know. You know, like, I think you enjoyed, you had fun. You said, I'll treat you to a birthday drink, and he gave you nothing. Now you're saying, do I go back to him? No, it's over. You did it. You did the shot. You took the shot. There was one ball to shoot.
You took a couple shots, it looks like.
Good for you. And right. I'm all for taking shots. But even if, let's say you say, Jared, Jordana, fuck you. Okay? Like, I'm prepared for that. You say, fuck you guys, I'm going to shoot my shot again. I would say, good. Go for it. Have fun doing that. But don't let yourself think that you're up. Don't tell yourself, I don't want to get rejected. You should be going up to him with the knife in your hand and putting it against your chest saying, throw it in my heart. Because that's what shooting a shot is. That's what, you know, you need to have an ending.
Right. Don't say, hey, what's up?
No. Hey, I honestly, I'm going to be a little vulnerable here. I had a great time on our date. I've thought of you a lot during the pandemic. It lets me down that you never got back to me. But I'm giving it one more shot to say that I would love to go on a date again. And then he's going to, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting. But that's
And then
life.
Take it. Feel it for a little bit. If you actually like accept that someone has rejected you and take it in and like feel it, it'll feel shitty for like a few hours and then you'll move on.
Yeah.
But I agree. This thing of where she's like, it wasn't really a rejection. Maybe he was this. Maybe he was that. I, you know, I kind of like I said this, but it wasn't totally clear. It's like if you just accept what actually happened, it'll be much easier to move on from it and stop dwelling on it. Like, I think because she rationalized this as a non-rejection in the past, that's why she's like still thinking about it.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks. I'm with her. But I think like it's so funny the difference between men and women with these apps. It's like very chemical. Like she's like, oh, we've matched before and he's still single. And I feel safe because I have had a few conversations with him. And his mind is like, yeah, she'll go out with me anytime. It's kind of boring, whatever. I'll respond to her nicely just so I have that option. But I want to find something more exciting.
Right. And I agree with what you're saying. Like, make it so that he either has to, like, immediately be like, yeah, like, let's go out and make a date immediately, or else, like, just take the rejection and feel shitty and then get over it.
Slit my throat or don't. That's that's what it is.
That's going on your tombstone.
That's right. I think we helped her out, right, Jordana?
I think we did, too. This was a good little Sunday special.
Awesome. If you guys have ideas, you have things that you want us to discuss on Sunday special, this is the one where we get a little weird. Deal reveals. I love reading a screenshot. So send them in. UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. And if you're not subscribed yet, if you just came upon this podcast because, oh, you're like, oh, it's 20 minutes. Let me get into it. Subscribe. They'll be there waiting for you on the phone.
And rate and review while you're there.
I would love a review from you. I'm going to make that t-shirt. I'd love a review from you with the hand pointing.
There you go. Bye.
That's it for us. Boom.
You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Abby Lloyd. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPpod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.